We're going to ask the Lord to bless and be with all the music and all that goes on. We want the Lord Jesus to be lifted up. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about Him. So let's pray tonight as we get started and ask the Lord's blessing in this service. Father, we thank You for this Christmas season. We thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to this world. It still, Lord, makes us stand in awe that He would leave heaven and come to this earth simply to be the redemption for all of humanity. And God, we ought to sing and we ought to play instruments and we ought to have a big time and ought to celebrate the birth of Your Son. And so we're grateful tonight for the opportunity to do that. Thank You for all these church members, their family, friends, folks that have stopped in. Lord, it's just a blessing to have the crowd here. We pray that You'll speak to our hearts as only You can through all of the music and all that goes on tonight. We'll thank You for it in Christ's name, and amen. Thank you. Be seated. We want to take just a minute. Our ushers have some visitor packs, and we'd like to find out if there are people visiting from the local area. I know we have a lot of folks that are relatives and so forth that have come in for tonight, and we're certainly glad that you are here. But if you are from the local area, you got invited or you saw the sign and you're here tonight for the first time, I'm going to ask our ushers to come with our visitor packets, and we'd like to place one of these packets in your hand tonight. Not going to have you stand or you know, embarrassing you in any way, shape, or form, but if this is your first visit to our church, you're from the local area, slip your hand up in the air if you would tonight, and there may not be any, but I don't want to take the chance of missing somebody who's visiting for the first. Back here. All right, very good. We're glad that you folks are here. Thank you so much for coming. That's great. And again, I know we have lots of people here tonight and back here as well, several visitors. That's a blessing. I know we have people in, and I'd like to take the time to recognize everybody who's visiting for whatever reason tonight, but we won't do that at this time. We may get to do that some other time, but not now. Thanks again for coming and being here. We're going to move right along, so let's grab a songbook again, and Brother Tom's going to come lead us. Let's stand together. We'll sing the next song, have a brief handshaking time of fellowship, and then we'll sing the last one.
Okay. Number 311, Silent Night. Let's sing together. Number 311. Thank you.
be seated. I'm so thankful again that you are here tonight. At the close of the service, we'll be taking our offering, just our regular church offering, but we're going to move right ahead now with our program. We're on a three-year rotation here for Christmas. We do a play. We do a night of music like we'll have tonight. We do a reader's theater, kind of rotate through those three presentations every 3 years. And so this is our night of music. Tonight, just of instrumental and vocal music appropriate for the season, both secular and sacred. And I hope that you'll enjoy it. We are, this is not a performance for us, okay? We're not here to perform. We're not on edge about, you know, being the very best. We just want to do something to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, lift Him up, and have a good time. So really, I hope that you just relax. The last thing I want is it to be so stiff that nobody can, you know, enjoy the thing, okay? So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the evening. I hope that you'll have a great time in this 2017 night of music.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Thank you.
grandma time, okay? All your kids come back. So grandparents, parents, you are free to come with your phones, your cameras. Stand around down here. If you couldn't see your kiddos, they're going to sing it one more time for us. This might be the best presentation of the whole evening right here, okay? So if you want to take pictures, now's the time. Do not be timid. Bring your phones and gather around. Take all the pictures you want. You guys did a good job, didn't they? Amen. Sing it out one more time. Miss Caps, thank you for all you do. This is picture time, okay? We don't want any grandparent going home saying, I came to see my grandchild and couldn't see him, okay? So we'll take a minute to do that, all right? Slide over, Brother Ryan. Sing it out, guys. Sing it out.
Thank you.
How many of the Christmas songs, the songs of the season, contain a theme of merriment, joy, happiness, just like the one they sang for us now? I think of the songs like It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I think of songs like Jingle Bells. I think of songs like Let It Snow, A Holly Jolly Christmas we sang tonight or earlier this week, Joy to the World. Even the greeting that is heard dozens and dozens of times through these weeks and the rest of this week, Merry Christmas. And one of the reasons this holiday is so full of joy and so full of merriment is because it is marked by giving. Marked by giving. And giving is one of the greatest sources of joy a man, a woman, a person can ever experience. Paul talked about this in Acts chapter 20. He was speaking to the Ephesian elders. He was giving kind of a last speech to these men, a last heart talk to them. And he talked about this in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 35. He said, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, 'It is more blessed to give than receive.'" So he quotes right from the lips of Jesus Christ, who said those words, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Now, pay attention to what he said there. He didn't say there was no fun in receiving. There's fun in receiving. There's happiness and there's fun and there's joy in receiving a gift. I remember Christmas as a boy getting so excited, it was hard to sleep Christmas Eve. In fact, one night I told my parents I heard the hoofs of the reindeer on the roof of the house. I would get so worked up over Christmas time because it was fun to get gifts. And it's still fun to get a gift. Come on now. It's fun to get a gift. It's nice to look under the tree and see a present with your name on it. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with enjoying receiving. But the greater joy, the Bible says, and this is the words of Christ Himself, the greater joy is in giving. Is in giving. My wife and I, with 6 kids, 5 of them now married, 14 grandchildren. We got the potential for a lot of joy. We got a lot of giving to do over the next few days. I'm looking forward to it. The one who spoke the words there in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, the one that Paul quotes, Jesus Christ Himself, speaks from experience because He is the one who knows the most about giving and the joy associated with it. Because Jesus Christ gave the greatest gift ever given. Himself. He gave Himself. Think about this with me. He gave Himself in birth. Look, Jesus did not begin to exist in Bethlehem's manger. No, he was part of the pre-existent triune Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from eternity past. Your mind and my mind can't wrap around that. Because everything we know is gauged by time. But he goes, they go back before. And on and on and on through eternity past. And what Jesus did at what we call Christmas time is he came from heaven to earth. He gave himself to mankind by coming in the body of a baby, born of a woman, wrapped in human flesh. And my goodness, we better appreciate the fact that he came in a body like ours. He gave himself. He gave himself in birth, from heaven to earth in that lowly birth. Think about this. Not only did he give himself in birth, he gave himself in life. In Acts chapter 10, Peter is speaking to Cornelius and a few of his friends there in his house, and he says this about Jesus Christ. He says, Jesus went about doing good. And he did. For the 3.5 years of his public ministry, he gave himself to the hurting. He gave himself to the outcast. He gave himself to the sick. He gave himself to many whom society had turned their backs on and rejected. He gave himself to those who had been cast away, if you will. So in his life, his 3.5 year public ministry of life here on earth, he gave himself. The Bible says that the birds of the air have the nest, and the foxes of the earth, the foxes have their holes, but Christ had no home of his own. He spent his time in ministry and in service for others because he gave himself, not only in birth, he gave himself in life. Then number 3, he gave himself in death. And that's why he came. He did not go. Yes, he gave himself in life to those that were blind. He healed the blind, caused the blind to see. He gave himself in life to those that were deaf. He healed the deaf, made them hear. He gave himself in life to those who were hungry. He fed at least 15 to 20,000 people with 5 pieces of bread and 2 pieces of fish. He gave himself in life to all of those groups of people. But folks, that's not why he came. If you will, let me say it this way. That was on the peripheral. He came to die. Sometimes we sing the song here, Born to Die. And that's exactly why Jesus Christ came to this earth. He went about doing good, but he came to give himself in death. And you go back to that fact that he gave himself in birth. Because he died in a human body, a body like ours, he was able to provide eternal redemption for all of humanity. All of mankind. He took all of our sins upon his own body and went to the cross. And there on that cross, it wasn't just a good man dying for a good cause. It was the Son of God dying as our substitute. He did not deserve to die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And he had no sin. Folks, logic that out, reason it out. If he had no sin, he did not deserve the wages of sin. But he went to the cross and suffered the wages of sin so that you and I wouldn't have to. He died for us. So he gave himself in birth. He gave himself in life. He gave himself in death. Thank God, after he died on that cross, he was taken from the cross and put in that borrowed tomb. But he didn't stay there very long. 3 days and 3 nights later, he walked out alive, triumphant. He gave himself in birth. He gave himself in life. He gave himself in death. And lastly, let me say that he gave himself in love. John 15:13 says this, greater love hath no man than this. So whatever it is John is about to say, this is the greatest example of love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what Jesus Christ did. They did not take his life. He gave it. He offered it up as a sacrifice, as I said earlier, for the sins of mankind.
Friend, if you ever wonder to yourself, does God love me? Does Jesus love me? You have to look no further than the cross of Calvary. Because on that cross, according to the Scriptures, was the greatest display of love that could ever, ever have been shown to anyone. Christ gave Himself in love. I enjoy talking to people about Jesus. I enjoy sharing with people how they can know for sure they're on their way to heaven. Whenever I have that opportunity, as any good soul winner would do, you have to start with the fact that all are sinners. You have to go to the fact that because we're all sinners, we all owe the wages of sin, which is eternal separation from God forever in the place the Bible calls hell and the lake of fire. And that's the bad news. I love to get down to the good news and share how that Jesus came to this earth, was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, went to the cross, and died as our substitute. And He did all of that because He loved us. So you don't ever have to wonder, does God love me? Does Jesus? You might have to wonder that about people. But you don't ever have to wonder that about God. Because the greatest proof, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. This Christmas season, it's a wonderful time of the year. Any time is a good time, but this is the most wonderful time of the year to talk about the free gift of salvation that is made possible because Christ died, was buried, and rose again. But I guess the question I hope you'll ask yourself tonight is this. Am I saved? Have I received the gift of eternal life that Jesus Christ purchased, paid for in full, and offers to every individual? And friend, if you have never, and we're not talking about joining a church, we're not talking about getting baptized, we're not talking about turning over a new leaf. We're talking about in your heart confessing that you are a sinner, realizing that you cannot get yourself to heaven, and embracing the person of Christ and what He did through His death, burial, and resurrection to make eternal life possible. Have you been saved? And if you haven't, and by the way, nobody is born into this world saved. It's a conscious decision that each and every person must make if they want to enjoy heaven for all eternity. There was no narration during this presentation tonight. We wanted the music to be the narration, to tell the story of Christmas. Jesus Christ came in the form of a baby, grew up in a perfect life. After 3.5 years of public ministry, went to the cross and died, was buried and rose again so that man could be saved. The greatest gift, salvation. There is none greater. That's what makes Christmas merry. It's giving. And the greatest example of giving is Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and have a closing prayer tonight. And before I close in prayer, we're not going to finish the service like we normally would. But I do want to take a moment and just ask you to reflect in your heart for just a minute or two on what was said tonight in these brief minutes from the Word of God. Are you saved? Do you know for sure that heaven is your eternal destiny? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? It's been our practice over the years at this service and only at this service to give people an opportunity right there in their seat to ask the Lord Jesus to come in their heart and be their Savior. And if you're here tonight and you don't have any assurance that heaven is your home, and you know that you're a sinner and you understand what the Bible says about the wages of sin, and the fact that Jesus came to die for you, to pay your sin debt. And that by leaving, but simple faith in what Jesus has done, and turning to Him and receiving Him, you can have the gift of eternal life. If you want that gift of eternal life, friend, if that's the desire of your heart tonight, you can ask Him for it. And the promise of God is this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. right where you sit in your pew tonight, if you're not sure that you're saved, you can word a prayer like this from your heart to God. And let me just caution you, repeating words after me won't be any good. But if you say something like this in the form of a prayer to God because you need to be saved, the promise is that God will hear your prayer and save you. You could say something like this: Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you, and I am guilty before you. And I deserve the wages of my sin. And I know I can't get myself to heaven. But the best I know how, right now, I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Jesus, I believe you died, were buried, and rose again. I trust what you did to save me, you and you only. Talk to God like that. Simple faith from your heart. And once again, the promise of God is this: for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Before I pray with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I'm just going to give a minute for you to think about that, a few seconds. Word that prayer from your heart to God. Do it in sincerity. Mean it. And take God at His word. With the heads bowed, nobody looking, I'd like to just take a moment and ask, if you prayed a prayer like that in your heart tonight, you were sincere, you meant it, not just playing a game, but your heart's desire was to call out to God and ask Him for the free gift of eternal life, and you prayed that prayer with nobody looking but me, would you just slip your hand up? I may not be able to see it, but God can. Thank you, I see that. Is there somebody else tonight? Somebody else. In the balcony. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the free gift of eternal life provided for us through your Son, Jesus. And I am thankful for this time of the year when we celebrate His birth. God, I am grateful that it didn't end in Bethlehem. I am grateful that it ended on Calvary, on a cross where Christ died for our sins, and then an empty tomb proving that He was the Son of God with power. We rejoice tonight in the gift of eternal life that you provide for every person. And Lord, if there's somebody here tonight still unsure, still not know for sure that they're on their way to heaven, I pray, dear God, that the words that were spoken tonight will stay with them through this season, and that the Spirit of God would draw that heart to Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself in birth, in life, in death, and in love so that we could be saved. As the children sang, Happy Birthday, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for coming to this earth for our sakes. May we never forget it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to say tonight, go ahead and let some of the lights can be turned on, not all of them. I'm going to ask our ushers to get into place with the offering plates. We're not trying to fleece money out of you, but we must take our regular Sunday night offering, okay? If you're our guest here tonight, you're under no obligation to give whatsoever. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the orchestra to come back and get in place for another song. So as they're on their way up here, fellas, you come if you will, and we'll pass the plate. They've got one more song to play for us. And then we'll have just a couple of announcements and get you on your way in good time tonight. All right? By the way, how about a round of applause for all those who played and sang tonight? It was a good job. I appreciate it. I sat out there. I enjoyed the music, but I enjoyed looking at the people that were singing. All of them, of course, members of our church. And I enjoyed realizing how much Jesus Christ has impacted their lives and change their lives for the glory of God. All right, fellas, you can pass the plates. And folks, Belinda, whenever you're ready, we will enjoy the last song of the evening. Thank you. here. I think if I could have the mic here, I think these guys have some things for the kids. So, you guys got things for the kids, right? So, if you're going to have the orchestra play it through one more time, if you are 12th grade and under, 12th grade and under, you teenagers, don't be shy, okay? Come on up and get, let's ask Mr. Green over here to slide to your left, okay? You come down these aisles and get one of these gifts as the orchestra plays through one more time, all right? Here we go. Can be dismissed. Thank you so much for coming and making it a good night. Let's stand together and God bless you. Next Sunday morning, we're not having Sunday school, but we are having a 10:30 service. If you don't have a church to attend, we'd love to have you come and be a part of that service at 10:30 next Sunday morning. All right, God bless you, and you are dismissed. Have a Merry Christmas to you.